Good morning. This is Neville Collard here in Noongar Boodya, and I'm sitting at Kalamunda, and we've just been for a walk down along, a drive down and a walk along down to Les Murdy Falls. Now, from when you leave the car park and you walk down through the car park, there's a couple of beehives in one of the trees there, and then not far from the toilet, and then there's some hollow trees there also that one bird was peeking his head out, and so that one would be a food source in the old days, where the Noongars could see the bird and then they knew that they'd find some eggs or birds. As you walk down along the creek, along the bee, that's the water runs along there, good beautiful fresh water that runs out of the hills, so it's good drinkable water. And then you come to the first bridge, and we cut across that bridge, and we went up around the shoulder of the hill, of the scarp there. And as you walk up that little pathway there, little concrete slab pathway, you'll see on either side there's a number of small kwandong trees growing there. There's some berang bushes. There's some stunted jarrahs and some small white gum trees that are growing along there, and plus a number of grass trees. These ones are the skinny sort of ones that most, I think people call them the black jewels, but it's still a grass tree. And when you walk out to the top and you come out into the opening and you look down in front, you can see Perth City sprawled out down below you from the south to the north. And this would have been an ideal place and a good place where Noongars could have gone in the springtime or the autumn time, and they could have sat there making implements for their spears, for their axes, little knives, because it's a good place. And if they wanted to look around to see whose fire was burning from the south to the north, they could look. And I live in Hilton, so if I'd have had a fire gun, I'd have said, look, there's Neville Collard's fire burning down there at Fremantle. You could have looked at down to the right and go down Lord Street to where the old, where the Swan River winds around. There could be Noongars down there and the fires were going. So they could look out all below them on the ground below, and they could tell which Noongar family was living where just by where the fire was situated. It's a very beautiful place. So as you walk down the pathway to Les Murdy Falls, about 200 metres from that bridge, down there again you see white gum trees, grass trees on your left, some flat rock, which would be a nice place to sit. On the right-hand side, you follow the creek down to the Belia, and you come to the observing platform there where you can look down. And it's a place where you wouldn't want to leave that platform, because I think it could be a dangerous situation if the rocks were wet and you could slip and fall. I think it's 100 metres. But there's plenty of water there where you can get a drink, plenty of safe places. But when you look down to the waterfall, which there wasn't much water flowing because it's late summer and now autumn and we didn't have much rain. When you look down below and you look down across the plains to Perth, you can see the city of Perth down there. And then you can see the Swan River, the Derbal-Yerrigan, winding from Upper Swan down towards Fremantle. You can see King's Park in the background of the tall buildings at Perth, in the city that the Noongars called Birloo. And you can see South Perth on your left-hand side of it. There's also a lot of high-rise buildings at the place the Noongars called Minderup. Coming back along the river there, you look out to Guildford, and that place is called Mandoon. That was the Noongar name, and that's where the early explorers built buildings there at Mandoon. The different places along the Swan River, if you were to take your time and you can look down there and you've got a pair of binoculars, you can see a lot of the sites and you could pick them out without obviously being told about them. But to me, I think it's a very beautiful place, and it's a place where you guys need to go and look, go for a walk and take in the whole view and look at it from an Aboriginal perspective, a Noongar perspective, and think about it as a place where you can see it'll be the high place on the horizon, and you could look down and you could see where everyone lived, and so you could be kept in touch with knowing where their fires were.